And good morning to you, Mr. Boomer. A small town has large sadness. With LBC's Tuesday Morning News, I'm Steve Lindell. The funeral service scheduled for the farmland volunteer firefighter who died just last week. Today and tomorrow, chances to pay tribute.
Kyle Osgood and Zachary Lee had been responding to a call about a barn fire when the truck Osgood was driving crashed. He died at the scene, and Lee was flown to the hospital in critical condition. Osgood's viewing will be held Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Monroe Central High School, according to the Indiana Department of Homeland Security. His funeral service, which will also be held at the school, will start at 11 a.m. Wednesday. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Ball State baseball is an underdog in the NCAA tourney, but Coach Rich Maloney told me yesterday on WMUN that doesn't bother them.
We never take a backseat to nobody. And I know that might, I hope that doesn't sound arrogant. That's how we built the program.
Right.
And I told them that yesterday. So we're excited to compete whoever they bring, put us in front of. I mean, these guys have been in the program, beat Arizona twice. They went to Omaha before, in another year. We've beat LSU before. We've beaten Maryland when they were ranked. We've beaten a lot of really good teams over the years.
Fox on Tech.
Who needs Bluetooth when you can use your brain? One of Elon Musk's other companies wants to one day assimilate new tech into your skull that would allow you to interact with and operate other tech like your computer. The company is named Neuralink, and they've been developing a small, thin device that, with the aid of a robotic surgeon, will be placed inside your skull onto your brain. While it sounds like a fun way to go hands-free, it's actually intended to help people with severe paralysis regain abilities like communication by using devices via their own neural signals. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is now giving permission for human clinical studies. The nature of the studies are not yet known, and no patient recruitment is underway yet, though Musk himself has previously said he will one day have the device implanted in his own head. Imagine merely thinking a tweet and it posts. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Saluting educators recently.
I'm Peter Killeen. Ball Brothers Foundation hosted a reception honoring the Foundation's 2023 Excellence in Teaching Award winner, as well as finalists. Indiana Secretary of Education Dr. Katie Jenner was a guest speaker. She also spent the day with Ball Brothers Foundation staff, visiting several schools, including Westview Elementary and Burris Laboratory School.
Countdown to kickoff, that and national next on LBC.